Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Babakama Memhe, Babakama 45a, pagination is 89. Starting from the facing page at the bottom of the page, Masnisin, the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom. Shoshu Yotze Li Sokel, an animal that was going out to be stoned. It was ruled to receive capital punishment because it killed a person. V'ikdisho ba'olov, and the owner, realizing that all is lost on this animal, so he makes it kodesh, he makes it holy, he designates it for the Beis HaMikdash. Eino mukdash, it's too late, and it does not become kadosh. Shechato, if he proceeded and shecht the animal, instead of having it been stoned. Besaro aser, the meat is already forbidden, and the fact that he shecht it before it could receive the capital punishment will not change anything. However, v'imad shalo nigmar dino hikdisha ba'olav, if the owner would intercede and make it kadosh before the ruling came in, mukdosh, it would work. It would become kadosh. V'imshachto, and if he would shecht the animal, besaro mutter, the meat would be mutter. And that is the critical moment when Beis Din paskins that it is guilty and is meant to receive the capital punishment. Now, the Gemara on Memhei Amud Aleph considers this exact moment after the ruling came in, before it was killed, regarding financial matters. In other words, the ruling of the Mishnah was regarding making it kadosh, which is like laws of Beis HaMikdash, and regarding the kashrus of the meat, if you shecht it, which is laws of Yerideya, perhaps. Kashrus. We have a question here on today's daf regarding financial implications. Says the Gemara at the end of the second line, Mishanigmar Dino, once the animal has already received the ruling, but before it gets killed, skip a line, Hechziro Shomer Leves Bailov Eino Mochser. According to the Tanakhama, the Rabbanon, if a guardian who was entrusted to guard this animal and needs to return the animal to pay up this debt, if you will. He's supposed to return an animal. So he wants to return this animal, eino mukhsar. The Chachamim hold it's not considered a return because at this point the ruling is already in that it has to be killed and it's not considered a good return. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says, Af mishenigmar dino hechziro shama b'le'olav mukhsar. Even after the ruling is in, giving it back from the guardian to the owner is considered a valid return and he will no longer owe that amount. So we have a machlokas. Lema b'hoka meflegi. Let us assume that this machlokes is a global two different ways of looking at what we often call hezek she'eino nikker. There's a damage here. Bottom line, there's a damage, but you can't tell. You look at the animal, it looks like a healthy animal. But if you know the background information, if you go to the town records, you'll find out that there's a ruling against this animal. Does that come into play in terms of returning the animal and getting credit? We have the classic example of this is chametz that went through Pesach, where it's forbidden to use the chametz, but the chametz looks very much kosher chametz. It doesn't look, if you don't know the story, the history, that there's any problem. A guy has a box of Cheerios, who would know that it went through Pesach and is forbidden? But if it did, could you use it as payment? So Our Gemara wants to assume that this machlokas by the Shor that has the ruling against it is the same global machlokas about whether or not things that look fine, but research determines that there's a problem with it in its acceptability, in its destiny, will it still qualify as payment? D'rabbanan savri ein omrim b'yisuri anoa reshal cholafanecha. Perhaps the Rabbanan are saying that it's not a good return, and if you give somebody his Cheerios back as payment after Pesach, but he can't use it, that's not good. Rabbi Yaakov Sover, Omrim b'Yisuri Ano Areshal Cholifanecha, and perhaps Rabbi Yaakov is holding that it is a good return. Omar Rabba, Rabba said, Dukuli Amra Omrim b'Yisuri Ano Areshal Cholifanecha. Actually, when something is a hezek she'ena nikur, it's an Yisurei Hanoah, but you can't tell in the object, it actually would qualify as payment, and it would not be an area that the court can step in and say, you didn't pay up. De'im kein, because if they didn't agree to that, niflug le'inyan chametz bepesach, a more common case to argue and stage your disagreement, would have been chametz bepesach. Why did they have to come up with shar haniskal, an animal with a death warrant on it? Elahacha begomrim dino shal shor shelo b'fanav kamifligi. Fundamentally, you could use such an animal as payment. However, they're arguing whether it's possible to finalize the ruling without the animal being present. According to the Rabbanon, Ein gomrim dino shel shor ela b'fanav. You could only do the ruling in front of the animal, and therefore the owner claims an out. He says, responsible behavior, he claims, or what I would have done, is I would have had the animal run away to the meadow, and they would never have been able to issue the ruling, and that's how I would have saved the animal. The Amale, he says, Iadarte Neli, had you returned it to me timely, Hava ma'arakna leila agma, I would have had it flee to the meadow, Hashta itaf shase lisaroi bido, now that my animal is captured by Bezdin, deloyachilna le'eshtoye dina ba'ade, I have no recourse, and therefore he's claiming that it got captured because of your behavior, and had it been by me, I could have caused it to run away. This is a very interesting argument, because his argument is really that he would go against the law, that Bezdin is looking for the animal, and he would accidentally, on purpose, have the animal run away. It's a very interesting argument. But what's accomplished, according to the Gemara, is that the owner has an argument. Even though normally I would have to take back the animal because it looks fine, but over here, you did an action, or through your cooperation, an action was done that Bezdin caught the animal, and therefore he does not want to accept the animal back as payment from the guardian. Rabbi Yaakov Sovar, and Rabbi Yaakov holds, Gomrim dino shal shor shelo b'fanav, you could do the ruling not in front of the animal, da amalei, and therefore the guardian says, who cares if you have made it run to the meadow? Sof sof, migmar avagamri le dino, they would have judged, the ruling would have come in either way. So it's interesting that as far as payment goes, such an animal with a ruling on it would have been acceptable payment, and we wouldn't have been able to enforce anything differently because there's nothing noticeably damaged about the animal. However, our Gemara is saying that since there's an argument, or at least to the extent that such an argument can be brought, the owner would be able to refuse this animal as payment from the guardian. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.